Hi guys, welcome to the Finding Myself podcast with Ella, and I'm here with
AC.
And today we're going to be talking about red flags and unhealthy relationships and like solutions we have to them. So first of all, what do you think red flags are?
Red flags. Well, red flags are like potential threats that we find everywhere in our life.
Yeah.
And this time or in this generation, we mostly see red flags in relationship. If you go on TikTok, red flags in relationship, as in dating, red flags in my dating life, my marriage life. But I think we don't really talk about red flags in family, in friends, because most people deal with that a lot, but they don't just talk about it, because not everything is just relationship. Like in a day, I can see like 10 motivational quotes of relationship.
Yes.
And we don't really talk about,
or like how to like run away from a guy who's, that's a red flag. Yeah. How to spot red flags in guys and girls. You know?
But you hardly see something like, okay, I'm dealing with this person or this friend right now, how to go about it. So yeah, that's how I see red flags.
Okay, so we're going to dive into the red flags in relationships in general, being family, friends, and I guess dating as well. So like the first thing we have here was, I think red flags in like relationships was dating wise. So I think the first thing we have, it's like manipulation.
Yeah.
So what do you think about that?
Well, manipulation. So to me, I see manipulation like control and emotionally blackmailing someone. Like, okay, so imagine two people in a relationship and the girl is like, okay, you don't have time for me.
Exactly.
Or you're always busy. I mean, I get the fact that you're always busy with work and you have your whole work. But that's why we're in a relationship, to communicate and talk about these things and like make plan and look at your schedules and try. When the guy will be like, I'm always making money, I'm always doing this for you, I'm always doing that for you.
And make you feel bad.
Yeah, and make you feel bad. And at the end of the day, they kind of point it back to you and you start feeling bad. And you're like, okay, should I talk about it next time? And I don't want to focus on only guys too.
Girls as well.
Especially when we want to hang out with our female friends, girls' night and all of that. We tend to forget about the guys' feelings.
I feel like it's even with girls, like sometimes when girls are wrong, I feel like some girls find it so hard to admit they're wrong. So at the end of the day, like instead of you saying, oh, I'm sorry, they'll just turn it around and point it back to the guy. And then the guy will feel so bad and have to like buy flowers and apologize to the girl.
Just to avoid drama.
Yes, exactly. And like even back to guys, I think there's an example of, I think it was in high school, it was like long time ago. I was talking to someone and I think something happened and like some drama came up that he was talking to another person. I had texts, I had like all the evidence, I showed it to him. I'm like, what's this? And he's like, oh, believe what you want to believe, you always think about your friends.
Seriously?
Like, always like you only focus on your friends and your friends this, your friends that. And that's manipulation, making me feel like it's all in my head and I'm being stupid, but then I'm not.
Yeah, that's true. But you know, not to support guys anyways. But I feel like, you know, girls, I like girls, we like manipulating a lot.
Yes, that one for sure.
Yeah, we like manipulating. So sometimes that guard up, they just want to be, okay, I know she's going to start this head things. Let me just do this and
like,
try to.
I feel like girls do it without realizing. Something that I realized, and not even I realized, someone realized and told me that, like, I emotionally blackmail. And it's something I never knew that I did.
Really?
But then it's like, because like apparently, let me give an example. Let's say you tell me that, oh, Ella, I can't give you this. Apparently, my facial expression, the things I would say.
I think I also do this. Thing.
The things I would say, how I would react would just make you feel so bad to just give me the thing. And in my head, I'm like, I don't do that. But then it's like, apparently, I do it. And it's like, even in relationship wise, like, I will be doing it without realizing I do it. And it's like, with someone who just gets, who really likes me, the person will still stay in a relationship.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
though that is a form of, like, manipulation.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of girls do that.
Yeah, like, and these days it's very common. It's, yes. It's like, it has to be accepted. Like, yeah. just accept the way I am.
Yeah.
And that thing of just accept the way I am, I mean, yes, the accepted things of me just have to naturally accept. But then I also think you have to try and work understand around. And work around. I mean, it's obvious that you won't be 100%.
Yes, there'll be days that you fall and you do it. But then, like, I mean, if the person points it out, I feel like it's something like you should try to work on.
Yeah, I think that's one thing, like, both gender, male and female, we need to look at when your partner tells you that, hey, okay, I think what you're doing here, I don't really like it. Can you do something about it? Or he brings or she brings out solutions and you're like, okay. You know, sometimes they'll bring solution and it's like, okay, I'll do it. Then the next thing,
like, you don't realize and you've just switched up. Like,
I mean, it takes time.
Like, those bad habits die hard. Like, you have to make 1,000 mistakes before, like, you realize that, oh, you know what, let me try, like, switch up how I am. Yeah. I think the next thing on our list is repetition. Yes. And I think repetition in the sense that if your partner does something one time, they're definitely going to do it again. If she hits you or if he hits you the first time, he or she is going to hit you again.
Yeah.
If he or she cheats the first time, they're going to cheat again. I just feel like generally, if the person gets angry with you, whatever it is that's toxic that they've done to you, they are most likely to do it to you again.
Okay, so you're talking about toxic, like,
like, not even just like toxic traits, like, like things that are like bad. If the person does it to you, they will do it again.
But then, you know, sometimes you have to give them chances, right?
Like, I get like chances and all that, but then I feel like there are certain things that if the person does it to you, you just can't take it. Like, if, let's say, your partner gets angry that you did something, and like it's a valid reason, and let's say that one is okay, that one obviously, like, it will obviously happen and you can work it out. But then if your partner cheats and, like, the excuse is that, oh, you weren't there for me or you were not around, like, I can't be with you 24/7, so obviously, like, that's going to happen again.
Yeah, but okay, so, you know, earlier we were just like, we need to work around it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like every day I have to be there, because if every day I'm there for me too, I'll get tired of you.
Exactly.
I'll really get tired of you. But yes, it's true. I'm not going to deny the fact that, but I think you don't have to make the decision right away that, okay, he has done it or she has done it, so you repeat it again.
Yeah.
I think if it has been constant, like, every time I give you the chances, every time, then I think that one you have to, like, but when a man hits you, please pack your things and go away. Because you might never know what it will be next for you.
If it's a woman too, I guess, like, then again, like, it's never really spoken about that, like, women beat their husband.
Yeah. Like, actually, women hate when they get angry. They're like, oh my God, and they start hitting your chest.
Like, I think I saw a YouTube video of a man talking about, like, how abusive his wife is, and how, like, he never wanted to come out about it because, like, society and, like, you're the man of the house. How can you allow your wife to beat you up? So, like, I feel like it happens. And, like, men tend to just stay in the relationship because they are scared of, like, what people say about them.
Yeah, and I also think sometimes it doesn't have to be physical, verbal. Ladies, our mouth is just so sharp. We have sharp mouth. We just kind of, like, say things, like, I mean, sometimes it's anger, like, the emotion comes in. So we don't really think about what we are going to say next. And I think men, just as you said, men are supposed to keep
that type of thing.
Strong. So if I'm like, hey, you don't have sense, it will bash you more. But
that one too is also like girls, like also girls, like women also like repeat that whole thing of like, I don't know, that, oh God, how do I even put this? What you just said, having a sharp mouth.
Yeah.
If it goes on, I think a partner should leave. Because there's a woman who can really say lots of, like, in quotes, out of anger. But then, like, every day she's getting angry. Every day she's insulting your family and everything. I think that's something you should run away from.
Yeah, and especially the family. When they bring your family side, that one, tears.
I feel like there's a certain level of anger you can't tolerate. But yes. If it keeps going on and on, every single week you're arguing, she's angry and she's saying things and she's like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry. Like, how many times can you apologize?
But don't you think about the fact that, just as you said, maybe she's also communicating her feelings, or he's communicating his feelings to you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's trying to tell you that, okay, I don't like the way you're doing this. Mm-hmm. I don't like, and you keep on doing it. He keeps on telling you, she keeps on telling, I don't like it.
That's an exception. That one, if the girl or whoever gets angry, that's okay.
Yeah.
But then the one that, like, your initial, whoever the partner, their initial thing is just to get angry and just react and just
every single time
and just be cussing and throwing things and that one, it's not, I just don't think she's doing it.
But I think mostly it's the ladies that do that.
Yes. I think, like, for guys to just, like, sit back and just be like, quiet. Just look at you.
And you know when they're quiet too, that's when
yeah.
That's when you get angry more, like, oh my God, he's not talking, he's not doing anything.
And it's just, it's everything just escalates.
Yeah, that's why they're like, girls are dramatic. They're actually dramatic. But some girls are very extra. And I think to deal with that, just as you said, you have to leave. If you've been given the person constant chances, like, okay, you've been taking it in, like, every time.
Yeah.
And even, don't forget that once they keep on doing it inside, when it gets to public, chances are that they'll try and display some kind of emotion and display and drawing attention to you. And we normally see ladies doing that. I've hardly seen guys. Yeah, it's just like one.
I feel like they would just, like, keep their chill. Like, when you get home, that's when. Because even with my dad, like, if, let's say, something happens in public and my mom reacts a certain way, not to him, but, like, let's say someone says something, she reacts to me. He won't say anything till we get into the car and go, like, oh, what you did wasn't nice. You shouldn't have said this. You shouldn't have done that.
Like, I feel like, naturally, I think that's how we ladies are. But I think we just need to, like, sometimes control. Like, although the thing, like, is just hitting you, just try and hold back and get to,
like, just ignore. I won't say ignore. Like, walk away. Like, whatever is going to trigger you to act. Mm-hmm. Even if it's your partner, just, like, walk away. Just
move away.
Like, that whole public scene or whatever, just move away from it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the next thing would be, like, we're going to family.
I'm sorry.
The next thing is family. And the first point we have is boundaries. How family members don't have boundaries. Do you want to talk about that? Do you want to go into that?
We all know in African house, they don't understand boundaries.
No, I don't think even as long as you live under your parents' roof, there's nothing like boundaries.
You know, I saw this thing whereby, I don't know if you've seen this on TikTok, people make videos like, your parents wouldn't give you space, wouldn't allow you to go out, but then they are able to send you to abroad.
Yes, I saw that TikTok too, and it was so relatable.
Yeah, like,
because I, like, at home, I have very strict parents. I never went out. I never, like, those social events, I never went for some. Like, it was just, even my phone, like, I remember, like, in high school, my dad used to go through my phone.
Really?
Like, at a point, I think, it's such a funny story. He said he had a dream that I had a boyfriend. And he kept coming, like, Ella, do you have a boyfriend? I'm like, no. And then he went through my phone. And then I think he saw a picture of me and a friend of mine. But, like, my friend wasn't so developed. Like, she was, like, so she had, like, a really masculine figure. And she was like, who's this? He was like, sorry. He was like, who's this girl? I'm like, no, boy. He said boy, sorry. I was like, that's my friend. And I mentioned her name. And he was like, oh, okay. And it just didn't make sense. So because you had a dream that had a boyfriend, you're going through my phone. Does that make sense?
It doesn't make sense. I think, okay, so when I was in high school, too, my mom was, my period came late.
Yeah.
And that day I was already freaking out. Yeah. So I'm like, oh my God, my period is coming late. Meanwhile, I haven't done anything.
Yeah.
And I don't know how my mom sensed it. And then
sensed.
It was on a Thursday. Yes, because I didn't tell her that my period was late. Yes. And it was a Thursday. I remember that day very well. Thursday morning, I was minding my business, sitting in the car. So it's like, I had a dream that you're pregnant. I said, hey. I'm like, mommy, what kind of dream is this? She said, yeah, has your menses come? I'm like, oh my God, mommy, it hasn't come. She was like, let's go and check. I'm like, mommy, please. Like, it's just late.
Yes. Oh my days.
I feel like African parents are just dramatic.
Very, like,
when it comes to certain things. Mm-hmm. And then the annoying part is where they don't explain or educate you on certain things. But then they are quick to judge you on those things.
Let me just say one thing. What did my mom even do to me? This one made me go and embarrass myself in a biology class. So, growing up, this one told me that if I was to ever have sex, right, I would get HIV. Like, the moment I do it, I'm going to... And I think that time, like, all these, like, adverts of HIV were just, like, floating, and they were like, oh, you're going to look like this, you're going to look like that, you're going to die. So, to me, in my head, I was like, Ella, if you ever do this thing, you are going to get HIV. So, you have me, I think I was like, I don't know, 16, 17, there or not, in my biology class. And, like, we start talking about all these sexual things, like, all this, like, all those things, biology, basically. And they have me raising my hand, saying this thing confidently at that age.
I can imagine.
Oh, my God. My biology teacher just, like, he stopped the class to just laugh.
Oh my God, I felt like you were so embarrassed the whole day everybody was just laughing.
I mean, like, it was funny, but then it was like, it was embarrassing. It was hurtful to me because I'm like, I had to find this out, like, when I was like 17, 16. I mean, I understood where it was coming from, but in my head, I was like, why didn't you just tell me that, oh, keep yourself and whatever? Did you have to make up this lie?
In high school, when is the ish? And then you just get.
Oh my God, like, that whole time, my entire class laughed. Because I still didn't get why. Because the teacher didn't really explain. Yeah. So I still didn't get why. So I went to my best friend, Denise. I was like, Denise, like, is it true? She's like, nah, like, you can actually do it whenever you want to do it. It's only if you do it with someone who has HIV. Mm-hmm. I was like, are you serious? She's like, yeah. And I promise, it took, I still believed that thing for like a very long time. I still stood by it. Like, and I went home. And I asked her, and she was like, at least she was honest that, oh, it was a lie.
Yeah.
But I was still like, it was funny. I couldn't be upset with her because it was coming from a good place. Yeah. But then, like, are you serious? You could have just told me.
Yeah, you're 16. Yeah, she could have said something.
No, because, like, it's the fact that she told me that lie since I was a kid. Like,
ooh.
I think I was probably like 6. And she told me
really?
That. Like, that type of thing that, like, your mom keeps on telling, feeding you with that lie from when you're growing.
That's too early to start feeding such.
So, like, because it was just so, like, if anything, it was just stuck with me. And I just believed that. So, like, any time in high school, let's say it just comes out that, like, someone is, like, doing it with another person, I'm like, Man, I'm like, this person. And at least I felt so bad because, like, bro, I've judged so many people wrongly. And it's like, so this one was lying to me all this time.
But, like, how did your mom tell? Like, when you told her, was she just like...
She started laughing. She started laughing. And then she told me that, oh, yeah, it was... She just said it to protect me, blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
well,
sure.
The way my mom spoke about it with me was just so weird, but not weird. She was like, I mean, when you're 16, 17, you're developing, you're going to get attracted to guys and all of that. So, and then my parents are strict, but not that strict yet. So I could go out, but I kind of had like a curfew, like time to come back home. And there was this one time, I went out with friends and my phone was off. I don't know. I went out with low battery.
Oh,
and
my God.
I was just there and I was like, and it was 8 p.m., 9 p.m., 10 p.m. I haven't called my mom. I haven't called my daddy.
I did.
I was dead. I said I was dead. And I knew I was dead.
Yeah.
And then it's for me to have the sense to take one of my friends' phone to call them. I didn't do that.
Oh,
I was just thinking about how my parents would kill me.
Yeah.
And I was like, don't worry, when I get home, I'll just take it in, and I know don't tell me not to go out for some time. I'll just take it in and just go.
Yeah.
Not knowing, my mom had asked everybody in the house to go and look for me.
Oh my god!
She called my dad. She was like, she thought I was missing because I didn't call him. And I understood it because normally I like to tell them that I'm okay. And later on, she said I need to do something with some boy. That's why. That's why I decided not to call them and come home late. And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about at this point.
I'm just repeating.
Sure.
But I don't know why, but like African parents, they're every problem in your life is a boy.
Yes.
I don't know why. I don't know who told them. Sometimes like I could be sad about school. What makes you think it's a boy that's stressing me out?
I mean, they went through that stage, so of course.
Every little thing, if you're sad and you're alone, it's because of a boy.
Yes.
Like, if you come home late from... Like, I could actually have fun with my female friends and come home late.
And it's because they'll tell you that it's a boy. Or a boy has to do with something.
Something. Like...
And I feel like that's what's happening. So, you know, when you do that thing, rather makes the child do it more. Because they want to, like...
rebel against
yes
you.
And all of that,
it's
and
like
it's very annoying. I'm not even going to lie, it's very annoying because me, when my mom was telling me I want to do something, the boy, she did tell me that, okay, so how my mom was like, she was like, you know what, if you're going to date them, please use condom, because if you bring anything into my house, yeah, I'll suck you. Like, and I was like, hey,
my dad never really said like he didn't say explicitly, mm-hmm, he just said be smart.
Oh yeah,
that's all he said. Just like,
I feel like
smart.
Dads sometimes are more cooler.
Like, cause he obviously he's a dad. He can't like full on see. He's like just he was like just be smart about it. Mm. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, so I feel like that can be a red flag. Like not educating a child, but then imposing those kind of like thing on them. Like don't like I told you not to. Like when did you tell me not to do something? You didn't tell me not to do anything. You just assumed, mm-hmm, or you think I assume, and sometimes your mind wouldn't even be there, but then they'll bring your mind there. Like, I think sometimes they need to educate. I think that's what I'll do when I give birth. I think I'll let my child know so that whenever they're taking their decision, they know what they're doing. It's not like I didn't tell them or anything. And I'm not trying to say it's bad parenting. I mean, we all know that
like,
it's African blood.
Yeah, I feel like it's like something you learn on the job.
Yes.
Like, you don't know. You've never been a parent before. It's like, I'm learning how to be a parent.
But
so,
along the line, I think they get better.
Yeah.
Because it's always the first child that experience all
like,
the
right
things.
Now, the way my brother is chilling, and he's okay. And in my head, I'm like, bro, I was practicing these people's test rats. And now they're being good parents. I'm not saying they were bad parents to me, but then it's like they're being better.
Yeah, like they've learned their mistakes from you. So then the bad ones. Yeah, that's one thing. And I think another red flag when it comes to parents is academics. Academics. Like, you must be in the top 10, if
exactly,
not.
Yeah. Growing up, I wouldn't say I was bad in school. I would just say I was, like, average.
Mm.
And average being, I was literally sitting on the line. Mm. Like, it's like, I was literally dividing the bad kids, like, not bad, the people who are just failing and the people who are doing, I'll just date. So it's like, you have my parents, like, having this unrealistic expectation because they've heard that their friend's daughter is, like, bagging awards and stuff. So it's like, they expect that from me. And I feel like, I think with time, they got to, like, accept that, okay, this is Ella. This is what she can do.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, let's leave her to do what she can do. Because initially, it was so, like, some expectations that just didn't make sense. You see me getting C's in high school, and you're expecting me to match up to someone who's getting A's. Like, I'm not saying I can't do it. I can do it. But then it's like, I was
trying. That's not
exactly. And it's like that type of thing where, like, I was the type of person that everyone will have to study, like, once and get it. But then I was like, I have to study, like, 5 times before everything gets in there. So it's like, I just didn't like the fact that, like, being compared. Like, right now, they're okay. Because, okay, I guess, like, growing up, everything, I got to do subjects that I liked.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, if I like the subject, I'll do better at that subject. So it's like, okay, Ella's doing what she likes, so she's doing better at it. But then, when I was doing science, math, like those they general
combine everything. Right.
I just like, I won't lie, I hate science. I hate math. I hated French. Like, so how do you expect me to do well in these subjects when it's not something that I'm doing from my heart?
Yeah. And then they start, I get they even compare you with friends, but compare you with your cousins. Hey, that one is even worse. Yeah. Because I'm like, look at your cousin, or look at this person. Like, you start feeling bad about yourself, like, deep down. They don't know that it causes a whole lot of negative. And you can't also speak out.
Yeah.
Because my mom would be like, you have the nerve to talk back at me. That's what my mom would do. And I'm like, so since then, I just keep quiet and I try my best. I can't force it.
Yeah.
I can't do my best. I'm also the person that I can't get to once. I need to
keep trying,
like, keep reading. Or I have to, like whilst we are, or group studying, that helps me a lot. Because then I get to see and hear what people are saying to understand,
like,
things.
And I said that, like, it's a type of thing where, like, I'm not blaming anybody. That's the type of thing where, like, I didn't know how to learn growing up.
Oh.
So, like, you have me taking the book and just trying to memorize everything in the book when that is not how I am supposed to learn.
Yeah.
And it was like till I went like into like high, like I moved to a different, I moved to the alphabeta, and like I think they started showing us like how to actually study and how everyone studies, and like, oh, you can study in a group, you can study by explaining it to someone. And I feel like that's the thing for me. If I read something and I explain it to someone, I'll be able to, like, get to, like, up to now, there are things that I learned in high school that are still stuck in my head. But then you have my dad expecting me to just sit down for, like, 2 hours with my book. Because
that's
how they used to study in their days. So it's like,
like, once you study for 2 hours, you're supposed to understand
everything
in the book.
And it's like, I promise, I can stay at one whole paragraph for, like, 2 hours straight and nothing. I can't even keep it in my head.
Yeah, and I think, well, I mean, this generation is learning a lot from our parents, so I'm pretty sure we'll do better,
like,
about
better,
that,
like,
because
my dad was sitting like, Ella, do you know what I used to do? I used to get up and wake up at 6 a.m.
Those stories.
So I'd go and sit in his classroom in school, and he'd come back home at like 9, and all he has is a bottle of water, and he'd be learning for 5-6 hours. I'm like, what is this?
Actually, your dad had a bottle of water. My mom's own is just, my mom is so dramatic. I'm not even going to lie to you. She's just dramatic on another level. She's like, so my daddy was in the military and he wasn't around. My mother was something. Like, she has some whole, every day she has some story. And she used to walk from their house, cross bushes, river.
Oh my God.
And she would get to their class. At least she always was truthful that she gets the class late, so she's not she said she used to top the boys in the class, and then the boys used to come to her. I'm like, hey, this is my so it's like, that's how she met my daddy, that she used to top the class. I'm like, I'm sure if I can ask my daddy, it's a different story, but
and
I wouldn't,
like, I feel like African parents just over exaggerate everything. If I get it, maybe you suffered in life, but then they just make
it seem like...
I feel like
all of them, they all suffered in life.
I'm like, this, because that walking story, my dad, like, we can be driving somewhere, my dad, like, do you know how all of this used to be bushes now? I used to walk to school through this thing, and, like, now you're sitting in the car.
I know, right? That's, you're sitting in the car, used to... So sometimes when I was in churches, and then we see children passing and walking, she'd be like, that used to be me. I used to be like that. I'm like, the way she starts, I just take my book and I just start reading,
like,
because,
like, I don't, okay, I get it. So, like, I'm not saying I'm not grateful. Like, I'm grateful for
it.
Like, I've not shown any form of ungratefulness to you. So why do you keep telling me this?
Know,
like,
and that's the thing. They forget that I can do business and I'll end up being a business person. I can do science and I'll be, and then when I was in, when I was completing SHS, there was this guy, his name is Rodney. He was like, his mom wants him to become a doctor, and he doesn't want to be a doctor, but he can't do anything about it because his mom says he has to be a doctor, and he doesn't like science courses. So I used to watch him in class, and I used to feel bad for him, because one time the mom came, Rodney is so smart, I think because of how they've trained him to be a doctor and or yeah. do medicine, so it's like he has adapted to that. I have to learn. Yeah. If I don't learn, my mom is going to yeah. be dramatic on me. So we were in class one time when his mom just came and she was like, PT, was it PT?
That's
parent-teacher. Yeah, thing. And I mean, that thing is to be in JHS, but I don't know why this woman just suddenly woke up. I'm so sorry for saying it like that, but suddenly woke up, came to the school. She was like, hey, why did he have to get below 19? So I'm like,
19.
Yes,
people are getting worse. 15, they are being happy.
She was
with
like,
it.
If he doesn't, if the teacher doesn't do anything about it for the child to become like blah 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 blah, she was just ranting around. So I'm like, God,
because
please
of 90%.
Don't. I'm grateful that this is not my mom, because I don't know what I would have done. And he's not passionate about it, he's just doing it for you. So I feel like you have to be grateful for it, because he's topping the class, like he's in the top 5. So then what more do you want again? So something like that, it can actually cause depression.
I think, like, at the end of the day, you push your child out.
Like,
your child could just, one day your child could just go off.
Yes.
And just, like, start doing certain
yes.
things.
Yes. And you know how these boys are, when they find out that your parents are kind of like this and like that, they start teasing you. And sometimes I feel like people don't know what's going on, but then they're just teasing you and you're laughing about it.
But then, like, it hurts.
So yeah. That's how I used to see it, when they're teasing him. Like, but he's just laughing about
it. Like, obviously, he can't do anything about
it. Yeah, I mean, they're just making jokes about it. I know they're just making jokes about it, but sometimes I wish, like, I want to tell him, like, maybe it's really hurting him, but he's just trying to, like, accept you guys as friends. So, like, that's one thing I really dislike.
I feel like it's going into, like, the second point we have, like, how African parents don't consider, like, feelings.
Oh, yeah.
They don't. Like, they literally
it's
don't.
Either my way or my way.
Right, like,
not
I think
your way.
Something happened at home, and I was very upset. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what happened. I just remember, like, I had an argument. Actually, I don't argue with I can argue with my mom, but my dad, it's Jesus, I would never do that. Mm-hmm. But then it was so bad that, like, I actually, like, had an argument with him. And it was, like, he asked, like, why I did something. And I was, like, I'm depressed. Like, I said, like, I would come and see me crying, and I'm scared. Like, what did this one throw me out of the house? But then I still said, I was, like, I'm depressed.
Yeah, you have to let him know.
Do you know what this one said? He said, I'm sitting here having stupid emotions. I said, Jesus. I'm telling you how
that's
I feel.
That's weird and crazy.
Oh, my God. Like, I was in shock. I was, like, I just stopped crying. I just, like, froze. I was like, I'm letting you know how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that I have time to feel these emotions. And it's that type of thing where, like, I don't know, like, back then, emotions were, like, a form of weakness.
Yeah.
Like, having time to sit down and be, like, depressed or, like, sad about something shows that you're weak. So if you want to show that you're strong, you have to just keep working through whatever you're going through. And then he started making the example of how, like, if he had the time to sit down and focus on his emotions, would we have, the, like, would we have this house, would we have this, would we have that?
Yeah.
And it's, like, I've given you everything. And it's, like, it's not about giving me everything.
Yeah, like, that's true.
Yeah, no, like, let's say material-wise, you're giving me. But then, like, emotion-wise, you're not available.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, like, I didn't even know what to say. I just kept quiet the entire time. Like, just allowed him to talk. So I just went back to my room. After that, I just never, like, whether I'm sad, whatever is going on in my life, just, like, keep it to myself. And I'll never tell him how I feel. Even if they bring my mom, like, some aspects of it. But, like, to full on come to this man and tell him that I'm depressed again, no way. Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I understand that, like, emotions seems to be weak, because I also, one way or the other, I think it's just few people. Let me say, like, about 10% or 20% that have parents that actually talk to them one-on-one, like, okay, what's happening in your life? Or they can just say, hi, mommy, this is happening to me, and that's happening to me.
Actually, every people like that.
But then the thing is, one thing I realized, as a firstborn, it's always the firstborn. You have to be strong.
Like,
you have to keep quiet and just absorb
that's
all
why,
that.
Like, that's how come, like, with my little brother, like, sometimes, like, I do envy him, because they allow him to express himself. Mm-hmm. Like, he can be so rude. And my dad is like, oh, he's just expressing himself. I'm like, huh. If I was to get up at his age, mm-hmm. when I was, like, younger, and I was to say anything like that, you would shut me up. Like, mm-hmm. you'd be so upset that I'm expressing these emotions.
Yeah, that's why I think the first point where, like, they learn from the firstborns, like, and the other ones that... But yeah. They don't know how much damage it causes on the firstborn.
Yeah. I don't even know how I'm still stable. Like, I don't know.
It's by God's grace. It's by
I sit and I think about it. I'm like, if I was to, like, dwell on some of the things that these people had done, I don't think I would be, like, seeing.
Yeah.
Like, there would be certain things that I would have just rebelled. And, like, so many things I would have done. Because, like, now they're actually better. I don't know if that's because I'm older now. Yeah. They're, like, better.
I think
than
when
before.
You get older, they just relax.
Just, like, relax. But then it was just something else.
I get it. Like, me like this, I don't know how to say this. I also had a hard time expressing myself to my parents, but like you see, I just, as I said, I was to zoom my mom.
Exactly.
Just accept it, come whether I like it or not. If I want to go here and I don't even want to go, zip it and just follow them. Or if I want to go here, like, sometimes it's not them to analyze the situation.
They will never do that.
Before they concluded, before they thought, before they done everything before it has happened. And I don't want to say I like one parent more than the other, but then there are certain things that you like in this one more than
the other.
When it comes to my dad, I think he's just general.
Yeah.
He's not there, he's not there. He think about it before he makes it. Or like my mom, I don't know if she had anger issues, so she was just a quick tempered person, but then the little thing, then she's just quick to just run.
Like, it's actually like the opposite for me, because like I would say, like, my mom is like very calm. Like, I mean, she has her days, but then, like, if anything, like, if you have to sit down with her and tell her, like, okay, I feel this way, I feel that way, she would like find a way to, like, talk to me. Because, like, she knows me and she knows how I react. Mm-hmm. She knows that if you shout at Ella, Ella wouldn't listen to you.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm to do something, she would, like... I think that's the reason I'm okay. Because my dad will shout and she will come to my room and she will talk to me.
Yeah.
And it's, like, at the end of the day, I'll just take everything that my mom is telling me. And I'm, like, okay, I understand where he's coming from. Mm-hmm. But then his approach was probably the wrong.
Yeah, that's how my dad is. He let my mom do all the shouting, and she'll be saying how she has high blood pressure and her BP is then.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, mom, I hear you. Then my dad is just like, you know what, I understand you, and I know that this age is normal, you're going to do this, but this is the right. So it's more like, okay, my mom too can be calm sometimes, and when she's calm, she won't advise you, she'll just ignore you and just sip her mouth until you come and talk to her, and she'll tell you that, do you remember that kind of thing. Yeah, so when my dad is calm like that, I really like it. I like to talk to him and tell him stuff. Sometimes I'm like, daddy, please don't go and tell mommy, because I know what will happen
and how she'll react.
And how she would react. So he's just like, okay, whether he has told her or not, all I know is she hasn't come to react, or she hasn't done anything about it. And that way, sometimes you get a connection, like, between that one person. Like, okay, this person is trying to understand how I feel. But I think my mom has realized that, so she also tries to do that.
Like, no, my dad does that. Like, initially, like, conversations with my dad would just be about school.
Mm.
All of a sudden, this man is trying to get to know what's going on in my life.
Yeah,
who are, like, you with? Who are you talking to? If you're going to talk to someone, where is he from?
Yeah.
Like, trying to get, like, insights of my life. Okay, what's new? What are you doing now? And I think when I bought my camera, I texted my mom about it. It's like, oh, you've got a camera. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, since when did you start caring about these
things? Yeah, I feel like when you get to a certain point, you're like, okay, she's grown or he's grown.
Like, he's trying to, like, get invested into my life. I mean, like, it's cute how he's trying. And I get that, like, I just accept that he's trying. I can't be angry with him forever.
But then the damage
is still there.
Still there.
So,
I,
like,
get to...
You have me having, like, 1 hour conversations with my mom on, like, call, and my dad would be like 20 minutes. Like now, at least best, like, initially it was just like 5 minutes, hello, hi. And that's it. But like now, like you, me and my mom would talk, I would tell her about everything. And it's so sad because like my dad would talk to me before giving the phone to her. And this one would just take the phone and go to the room. And we would talk for like an hour to 2 hours.
But then mine has kind of changed because now I talk to my mom for that long than my dad. And I'm like, okay. So in a week, ever since I came here, in a week, if I tell you how many times I talk to my mom, like I'm surprised. I'm like, me talking to my mom, like this, that's so weird. But I think with mother and daughters, sometimes the connection
is like already there.
Yes, already there because you are developing and they want to know certain things.
I don't know, I feel like if anything, like I trust my, even if she told my dad, I still trust him.
Like how to handle the situation and all.
There's
that.
No way we to talk to my dad about boys. Like, because like, I don't know how he would react. Like, it's just weird.
And I also feel like they find it very weird, like, your daughter is talking about a boy.
No, okay, for me, I think when I turned 21, my dad called me and had a conversation with me and told me how, like, that talk about how, like, oh, yeah, it's an age where, like, I expect you to bring someone home, not saying you should rush into it.
Yeah.
But then, it's like, this is how it was. My mom was in the background and heard him say relationship. This one started shouting, and I should have a boyfriend by now. I'm like, Jesus, what is all this? So I started shouting, like, you should be dating by now. You should be bringing someone home. I was so confused. And my dad is like, don't listen to him. Like, I liked how calm he was about it. Like, take your time. If you find someone that doesn't work out, maybe try another time. And it's like, just take your time and find someone and be smart about it. And I just liked that. But then aside that, my mom was, up to now, this one is still expecting somebody in my life.
Yeah, me too. But the thing is, she actually knows how someone, but she, I'm feeling to show her who
it
and
is like,
because the thing she wants in that person, I'm not ready to show it to her yet.
Like, I think what happened, I think when I went back to Ghana, I was talking to someone, so I went back and I was like, oh, mommy, I'm talking to someone. She's like, oh, where's the person from? I told her where the person was from. Oh, he's not Ghanaian. I was like, yeah, okay. Is he Christian? I'm like, yeah. Bear in mind, like, I wasn't in a relationship with the person. We're just, like,
talking stage.
Getting to know each other.
Yeah.
This woman, tell me why every night since I went to Ghana, this one would come to my room, sit down. Adjoa, let's talk about this boy. So if you're 12, you get married, whose house are you going to? Are you going to travel all the way to his family's? I was like, what are you talking about? If you had to have kids, who's going to take care of the kids? Like, are they coming to Ghana? Will they go to his country? I was like,
oh my God.
And I go so angry. So she ends, I'm like, mommy, leave my room. And then she entered my room. Like, when I'm about to, I think one time, I was on FaceTime with him. And then she entered my room. I had to, like, put my phone, like, aside. Mm-hmm. And she came, Ella, this boy, and are you sure? I'm like,
the way they're so sweet and calm when they're talking about it, like, they were never, like, angry once before.
Oh my God, that, and I don't have a boyfriend. Like, I was like, I had to tell her, like, mommy, I'm not dating this boy. I'm just talking to him. Like, we are not in a relationship. Like, we're just getting to know each other. So, like, after that, I think something happened. Me and him didn't work out. And I told her, I was like, oh, mommy, we didn't work out. She's like, this one was happy. This one was so happy. And I'm like, you don't even know him. You've never met him. You've never had a conversation. So after that, I was like, you know what? I'm never going to tell my mom about any relationship. Like, okay, maybe if it passes like a year or 2 years, then I'll come back to her.
Yeah, that's my own, because I feel like everybody's just talking about it. I'm like, I'll just tell her when I feel like
it's right. Because, like, I can't keep coming to you about my unsuccessful talking stages. Like,
and there are going to be many talking stages. Exactly. She's going to have this impression that
so this girl, she never get married.
Oh, she's always talking to different guys.
I really don't want that impression. Like, I'm like,
I just kind of, you know, that's why I kept it like that, to know that there's someone, but I'm just saying, in case it doesn't work out, and I bring, at least I told her that there was someone or something.
Yeah.
When I told her, her reaction was like, okay. She didn't say much about it.
Yeah.
So once I think that was then, she called me. Mm-hmm. I was like, my mom is calling me. Let me pick. I didn't really think about her coming to talk about boyfriend or something. Yeah. She called, and my boyfriend was there, so I was with him when she called, and I put the phone on speaker. I said, please listen to my mom. This is what she wants. When she finished, she was like, you know what? It's like, I don't think I want to date you.
And like, you see, like, after they say all these things, they'll go like, you, whatever leads your heart, like, whatever you find, I will still accept. You know you won't accept him. Don't come lying to me about it.
Yeah. And they'll just try and create it to be like, okay, it's a decision, but it's also there's
no, like, my mom, like, the part of those nights that she came to my room, she was like, and I don't think your father would be okay with you dating someone who's not Nigerian. I said, mommy, I'm not dating this boy. And then she'll keep, like, I think she'll go, she'll sleep on it. And then she'll come back, she's like, it was bothering her. Yeah. And it was like,
just wanted to see the person.
Yes, and I'm like, I don't want you to see, because first of all, there's no way you're going to act. I'm not even going to lie, like, how he looked is not like the typical good boy that my parents would want.
Look
with fine prim and prim, like obviously that wasn't the type of person he was. So like, obviously you're not going to like take him. So I'm not going to show you pictures for you to judge him and say that, oh, because maybe he has piercings, or maybe because he has this, or his beard.
And they really
too
look
much,
at those things.
They really
so
do.
Much.
And
they
it's
do.
Like, you've not even had a conversation with a person. And I can't come forcing somebody's son to go and
first
cut his hair
counts.
Or his beard or take his earrings out because my parents don't like that.
That's how he wants to be. You can't change the fact.
And it will take time. Like, these things take time for people to, like, naturally change.
Parents.
Oh, my days.
We can go and talk about that, too.
Like,
I don't know when. But with someone, I think with someone dealing with such situation... Yeah. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know the solution.
I think you should just accept your parents and know what to tell them and when to tell
them. And I think you just also, how else you're dealing with that? Mm-hmm. You just have to also know who you are alongside.
And I feel like you should know your partner as well. Like, just generally, like, if you're dating and telling your parents about it, just know your partner as well. Because, like, if you follow your parents' category of, like, who your partner should be, you'd end up going for someone who's probably not meant for you. Like, someone who would actually, like, make your life miserable.
Yeah, that's true. And that's where manipulation...
Yeah, like, all these
controlling would just come.
And, like, just because of physically he looks like...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. He's coming from a good home. He has a good job.
Exactly. Like, those things, like, you should know who your person is in life.
Yeah, like, I mean, what I do sometimes, or what I used to do was just write.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, like, just, I can't express it to them, but I can just write it down in some notepad.
I think for me, what worked for me was, like, talking to my best friends about it. So that's the thing where, like, we all bond over the fact that our parents have issues.
Yeah.
So we just, like, come together and just, like, talk about it. So it's like, I'm coming. This is how it was. It's like, I'll come to Denise. I'm like, okay, Denise, this has happened to me. It's like, oh, last week this also happened to me. They'll start laughing about it.
Yeah.
And, like, at the end of the day, like, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you can also, like, write down how you feel. Or
I think
writing it down, like, you also talk to someone about it.
Sometimes friends can overlook it.
But then again, like, I feel like for me, it's best to talk to someone who's, like, experiencing what you're experiencing.
Yeah, or who has experienced
it. Yeah, so, like,
before.
They get to, like, appreciate how you're feeling and get how you feel and, like, help you get through. Because African parents, or not even African parents in general, you can't run away from them.
Yeah.
You can't fight them. Like, you just have to put up with it.
That's true. You just deal with it and deal with their trauma, too.
Exactly.
You leave them.
So... I guess this would be like a part one, and stay tuned for like a part two.